To live long and healthy, to have plenty of energy and vitality, that's what we all want. The good news is, that's God's dream for your life as well, but we have to get in agreement with Him. We don't always realize how much our emotions and attitudes are affecting us physically. If you want to be healthy, you have to make sure your soul is healthy. Our emotional well-being affects our physical well-being. So how can we tame stress, build stronger relationships, and experience real health and happiness? In this series, I'll show you 15 things you can do to live healthier and longer. I know these principles work. I've used them in my own life. You can get up each morning with more energy. You can go to work with more vitality. You can be free from what's limiting your life. I'm Joel Osteen. You're watching 15 ways to live longer and healthier. We all want to lead happy, healthy lives. We want our relationships to thrive and our minds to be at peace. But when it comes to living a full, joyful, faith-filled life, there's one relationship that makes all the difference. It's the relationship that impacts every area of your life. This person is the common denominator in your job, your friendships, your family, your health. I'm talking about you. Your relationship with yourself has an incredible influence on your mental, spiritual, and physical well-being. Too many people don't like who they are. They focus on their faults and weaknesses. They relive their mistakes and failures. They wish they were different. They wish they were taller, had a better personality, looked more like their cousin. Instead of accepting themselves as a masterpiece made in the image of God, they're critical toward themselves. Then they wonder why they're not happy, why they don't have good relationships. It's because they don't like themselves. If you don't get along with you, you're not going to get along with other people. Jesus said to love your neighbor as you love yourself. You can't love others if you don't first love yourself. The best thing you can do for your family, your friends, is to be good to you. Be kind to you. Be merciful to you. Be forgiving to you. Be loving to you. You're good to others. Why aren't you good to you? You don't criticize your friend. Why are you criticizing you? You compliment your coworkers. So when was the last time you complimented yourself? You admire other people's talents. Why don't you admire your talents? Start being good to you. That's not being selfish. That's not arrogant. That's loving yourself. I heard someone say, I discovered the enemy. It was me. Are you your enemy? Are you defeating yourself, limiting your dreams, sabotaging your relationships, all because you don't like yourself? You wake up in the morning, don't lie in bed and think of everything that's wrong with you, or what you don't like about your looks. Don't relive your mistakes. Instead of focusing on what's wrong with you, start focusing on what's right with you. You may have weaknesses, you've made mistakes, we all have. But there's a lot more right with you than there is wrong with you. Dwelling on the negative doesn't help you to do better. Beating yourself up for past mistakes doesn't move you forward. The better you feel about yourself, the better you'll do. The more you like yourself, the further you'll go. You can't give away what you don't have. If you're in turmoil on the inside, critical of yourself, angry, condemned, then that's what you have to give. If you're hard on yourself, you'll be hard on others. If you don't forgive yourself, you won't forgive others. If you don't get along with you, how can you get along with your family? Best thing you can do is start being for you. When you love yourself, you can love others. When you're kind to yourself, you can be kind to others. It starts with you. Maybe you think, well, Joel, I have all these faults, these weaknesses. Once I overcome them, once I learn to control my temper, be more disciplined, stop saying things I shouldn't, then I won't be down on myself. If you're waiting to perform perfectly before you feel good about who you are, you'll be waiting your whole life. You have to accept yourself while you're in the process of changing. God knew you would have weaknesses. He made you. You're not a surprise to Him. He's not sitting on his throne in heaven scratching his head, thinking, boy, I didn't see that coming. They're a mess. What am I going to do? He knew the things you'd struggle with. You're not supposed to beat yourself up because you haven't arrived yet. I don't know one person who has arrived. There will always be some area in which we need to improve. In fact, I believe that God will leave weaknesses in our lives on purpose, so we have to depend on Him. He's changing you from glory to glory. Learn to enjoy the glory that you're in right now. You may not be where you want to be, but you're not where you used to be. Instead of looking at how far you have to go, you need to look back and thank God for how far He's already brought you. It takes a mature person to say, I'm okay with where I am while I'm on the way to where God is taking me. We all need to change and grow, but I'm not focused on my shortcomings, reliving my failures, down on myself because of past mistakes. I know I'm forgiven. I'm redeemed. I'm a masterpiece. I'm made in the image of God. You can't become who you were created to be if you're negative towards yourself. Yes, there are forces trying to stop us, but I wonder if you are your enemy. Circumstances may be against you. People will come against you. You can overcome those things. The problem is if you're against yourself. If you're negative towards you, that can keep you from your destiny. Start acknowledging the good, stepping into your potential, showing off that talent. Don't be your enemy, be your asset. When you acknowledge the good, and you say, Lord, thank you for helping me to shine. Thank you for my gifts. Thank you for taking me where I've never dreamed. That's when your faith is made effective. You're going to see new doors opening, new opportunities. You may be good at complimenting others, but now you need to get good at complimenting yourself. Stay positive towards yourself and watch what happens.
God didn't create us to drag through the day. He created us to live a healthy, joyful, faith-filled life.
To live long and healthy, to have plenty of energy and vitality, that's what we all want. The good news is, that's God's dream for your life as well. But we have to get in agreement with Him. Our emotional well-being affects our physical well-being.
When we live worried, stressed, or bitter, it weakens our immune system. It won't fight off disease like it should.
That's why I wrote my new book. I'll show you 15 things you can do to live healthier and longer. You can get up each morning with more energy. You can go to work with more vitality. You can be free from what's limiting your life.
In Joel Osteen's new book, 15 Ways to Live Longer and Healthier, you'll learn life-changing strategies to live long and healthy so you can be there for your family. This powerful resource is available now.
I found that I'm at my happiest and healthiest when I'm with people who inspire me to pursue God's best. My wife, Victoria, is an incredible voice of wisdom and encouragement in my life and in the lives of so many others. I wanted to sit down with her and discuss some of these strategies that have helped our church, our family, and our relationships grow stronger and healthier over the years. We're talking about staying positive towards yourself, and so many people don't realize, but they have a negative recording playing in their mind all day. And I think, Victoria, some of it is that's just the way they were raised. I mean, it's not unusual to them to just think, you know what, I'm unattractive, or, you know, I'm not that talented, or I'll never meet the right person. But as long as you're negative towards yourself, it's limiting your potential, and you're not going to become who God's created you to be. And I don't think it's meaning to be arrogant, but what's playing in my mind all day, and maybe I learned this growing up, and I certainly learned it from the scripture, but it's I'm blessed, I'm talented, I'm strong, I'm healthy, I'm favored, it's going to be a good day. You know, staying positive towards yourself is not being arrogant, it's what's going to help you to reach your destiny. It's not only believing in God, but believing in who God made you to be.
Right, that's right, because God made you to be a masterpiece. And you think about if your child came up and started saying negative things about themselves, you know, you would be like, no, wait a minute. And so I'm sure when we do that, God, you know, that he's wanting to say, no, read my word, see what my word says. But, you know, sometimes we can be negative about ourselves and we don't really mean it. But it's a funny story. I ran into a mother and her daughter at the store the other day, and I had no makeup on. I had my hair pulled back. I had just worked out, ran in the store for a few minutes, and the mother came up to me and she said, oh, my daughter's here. She goes to Lakewood. And so then the daughter came up and said, hi, how you doing? So I was talking to him and I go, oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I look terrible today. And the girl looked and she goes, we don't talk like that about ourselves. And I started laughing. I go, you've been listening to Joel. I said, but you know, sometimes we do. We just think that, I don't know if we're making an excuse for ourselves, if we're just trying to, you know, just say things we don't, you know, we don't always mean, but you know, it's true. We can just say that when we don't even realize what we're doing. We don't realize what we're saying. And so I think that's so important that we check ourselves like that. And what is coming out of our mouth about ourselves?
Yeah, and what are we thinking about ourselves? I think some of this started, I mentioned when I was growing up, every morning before we went to school, my mother would pray over us, and she'd pray Psalm 91, and she'd always talk about how we have the favor of God and how we are well able. And, of course, I heard that coming from my father as well, but that's the kind of recording that should be playing in our mind all the time. And it's funny, I was watching Jonathan and I play tennis some, and we recorded a game, and we were watching some of the match. But it's funny. I found myself fast forwarding through all my mistakes and the times I knew I messed up, and I just went home and watched my good points and all. But I thought about, you know, in life, sometimes we're remembering the negative, remembering the failures. I remember that shot I missed. Remember I didn't do that. Just, you know, down on ourselves. But I think sometimes we have to fast forward through some of the disappointments, through some of the mistakes. But you know, to me, you have enough people in life against you. Don't be against yourself. I mean, sometimes the enemy doesn't have to do his job. We do it for him, just being negative toward ourselves. So my encouragement is don't ever say another negative thing about yourself. You're talking about you saying, Victoria, that I played basketball with a guy, and every time he'd miss a shot, he'd say, I'm an idiot, I'm an idiot, I'm an idiot. And, you know, he was always joking, but I thought, do you know how many times you've called yourself an idiot? Thousands of times. And I thought, you know, we're made in the image of God. God didn't make any mistakes. So I think one of the best things we can do is check that recording. What's playing in our mind? What is that default setting? My father always told this story. A friend of ours growing up had a son that was in like junior high and played on the football team. And he was a good player, but he played on the defense. So my dad went to the game with his friend, and they were sitting up in the stands. And at one point, his son caught the ball on the defense. It was a punt, and it wasn't supposed to go to him, but it was a short punt. He caught the ball, and he took one move to the left, one move to the right, and he was clobbered. I mean, it's like 10 people tackled him. I mean, he didn't get 1 yard. But his dad looked at my father and said, Pastor Osteen, did you see those two good moves? And it was kind of almost comical. Of course, my dad didn't laugh, but looking back, it's like, I mean, it was one, two, and he was down. He didn't gain any. But it's the way God sees us. He sees the two good moves. I mean, that's the way our Heavenly Father sees us. And I think sometimes we're saying, no, I saw myself get, you know, clobbered by the defense. But, you know, have the right recording, the right image of how you see yourself. I mean, that's how we're going to reach our potential. I mean, y'all heard my story when I stepped up to minister. Every thought told me I couldn't do it. You know, Joel, you don't have the talent. You're not as dynamic as your father. You're not experienced. I had to tune all that out. If I would have believed what those negative thoughts were telling me, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. And I wonder if you're being limited because you're against yourself. You have the wrong recording playing in your mind. Well, you know, it may not happen overnight, but you can change it just a thought at a time. Just, you know what? I am not going to be negative toward myself. I may make mistakes, but you know what? I'm not a failure. I'm learning. I'm moving forward. And you focus on those good things and just remind yourself every day, I'm made in the image of God. I'm a masterpiece. I'm well able. I have everything I need to fulfill my destiny.
God didn't create us to drag through the day. He created us to live a healthy, joyful, faith-filled life.
To live long and healthy, to have plenty of energy and vitality, that's what we all want. The good news is, that's God's dream for your life as well. But we have to get in agreement with Him. Our emotional well-being affects our physical well-being.
When we live worried, stressed, or bitter, it weakens our immune system. It won't fight off disease like it should.
That's why I wrote my new book. I'll show you 15 things you can do to live healthier and longer. You can get up each morning with more energy. You can go to work with more vitality. You can be free from what's limiting your life.
In Joel Osteen's new book, 15 Ways to Live Longer and Healthier, you'll learn life-changing strategies to live long and healthy so you can be there for your family. This powerful resource is available now.
God has given us each different personalities, different temperaments, different gifts. You have to accept who God made you to be. Sure, there are areas in which you can improve and grow, but there are certain things that make you who you are. I'm naturally quiet and reserved. My personality is laid back and easygoing. I seldom lose my temper. That's all natural to me. Years ago, when my father went to be with the Lord, I knew I was supposed to step up and pastor the church, but I didn't feel qualified. My father had a strong personality. He was dynamic and powerful. I thought, I don't have those strengths. I can't minister like him. But when we compare, think we have to be like someone else, we can feel shortchanged, like we're at a disadvantage. I'm not as talented as they are. I can never be like that. Here's the key. God's given you what you need to fulfill your destiny. If you needed a different personality, He would have given you one. If you needed different gifts, different strengths, different looks, different parents, it would have happened. Quit comparing yourself to others and run your race. I was tempted to feel inferior, not strong enough, not good enough. Had to tune all that out and use what God had given me. I discovered that my gifts fit me. My personality, my talent, my strengths, my temperament, they are all right for my assignment. I don't have to be loud, dynamic, forceful like my father was. That worked for him. That's who he was. But God makes us individuals. You have to be comfortable in your own skin, comfortable with who God made you to be. Don't covet what someone else has. You are equipped for your race. Walk in your anointing. Be confident with your gifts. Let your personality shine. It's not another person in this world like you. The enemy would love for us to go through life trying to be an imitation, copying someone else you think is more attractive, more gifted, more successful. No, be you. You're not anointed to be someone else. The anointing on your life, that favor and blessing, is to be you. When I stepped up to minister, I wasn't like my father. What I thought was a weakness, being more calm, laid back, actually was a strength. Half the people who watch our services say they've never been to church, never listened to a minister on television. The way I am, the way God made my personality, it draws different people. I wonder if you're fighting what makes you unique. Are you frustrated over what you think is a weakness when in fact it's a strength? Quit wishing you were different and step in to who God made you to be. He didn't accidentally give you the wrong personality or the wrong gifts. He didn't make you too quiet or too outgoing. He matched you with your world. You have exactly what you need to fulfill your destiny. So many times, we're our greatest critics. Most of us wouldn't dream of being as hard on others as we are on ourselves. You wouldn't go to a coworker and say, hey, you're not looking so good today. Those clothes don't do anything for you. You may think it, but you wouldn't say it. Why are you criticizing yourself? When you criticize you, you are criticizing God's creation. You might as well look up and say, God, you didn't do a good job on me. No, He doesn't make mistakes. Don't say another negative word about yourself. Don't say, I'm so undisciplined, I can't do anything right. I don't have a good personality. I never lose this weight. Never break this addiction. Zip that up. Quit being against yourself. You don't need another enemy. Be as good to yourself as you are to others. Be kind to yourself. Be merciful to yourself. Be loving to yourself. You get up in the morning, look in that mirror, and instead of saying, oh man, I'm getting so old,
Look at all these wrinkles. It's all downhill from here. Try a different approach. Say, I am made in the image of God. I'm a masterpiece. I have royal blood flowing through my veins. A friend of mine is a pastor of a church in another state. For years, he would call me every Sunday after our service and tell me how good my message was. He's very encouraging. Several years later, he came with me to an interview I was doing, and I hadn't done many interviews like this one before, and I was very nervous. When I finished and we got in the car, the first thing I said was, I think I did very well. I said exactly what I wanted to say. I don't think I could have done it any better. He told me later how that conversation changed his life. When he saw how positive I was toward myself, he realized what his problem was. He had never once told himself that he had done well. He was always encouraging others, but after his services, he would drive home discouraged, focused on everything he did wrong. When he heard me say, I did well, a stronghold was broken in his thinking. The scripture says, our faith is made effective when we acknowledge everything good. You can't go around constantly acknowledging the negative, the weaknesses, the times you didn't measure up. Your faith is not going to be effective. You need to retrain your mind to see the good. You didn't get everything done at the office, but you got something done. You didn't spend all the time you wanted to with your children, but you got them ready for school, you got them dressed, cooked their dinner. If you're focusing on the negative, you're going to miss the good. Instead, celebrate the victories. Start acknowledging all the things you're doing right. That's what's going to help you do better. Being down on yourself not only keeps you from enjoying life, but it keeps you from rising higher. God doesn't focus on your flaws, so neither should you. An abundant life starts on the inside and works its way out. You should be your biggest encourager, because your happy, healthy life cannot happen without you. Here are some words to live by. Every day I choose joy. God has me in the palm of His hand. I never have to worry. As a child of God, I am unoffendable and quick to forgive. I forgive because I've been forgiven. As the scripture says, I am strong in the Lord
and the power of His might.
God has me in the palm of His hand. I refuse to worry. In all circumstances, I will bless the Lord, for this is the day He has made.
God is on the throne. He is ordering my steps. He is providing for my every need.
I can surrender my worries, my burdens, and all my cares into His hands.
I look forward to tomorrow, but embrace the present.
I have grace for today, and God will give me grace for tomorrow when tomorrow comes.
I'll fight for those who cannot fight for themselves, because my God fights for me.
I work hard to fulfill my purpose, but I take time to rest.
My rest comes from God. He is the one who restores my soul.
I will bless the Lord, for this is the day He has made.
I am who God says I am, and I will reach my full God-given potential no matter what comes my way. I have everything I need to live an abundant life.
I believe something awesome is in your future. Now you say, Joel, I've messed up. I missed my chance. Maybe that's why you're watching. Maybe you needed to hear this, that your failure did not stop your destiny. Paul said in Colossians, God sees you as holy, blameless, and without fault. Well, you think, that's not me. I have all kinds of faults. We all have past faults, but when you ask God to forgive you, He cleared your record. Quit beating yourself up. Quit dwelling on your flaws, overanalyzing your weaknesses. You're not a finished product. God is still working on you. I believe and declare that this is a breakthrough day in your life. Strongholds are coming down. Guilt is leaving. That poor self-image is going. You are holy. You are blameless. You are without fault. Get ready. You're about to rise higher, overcome obstacles, accomplish dreams, and become everything God created you to be.